The Modern Black Man Podcast.
So I'm trying to make sure that it's not just a monologue happening with me, but there is a reason why I'm relying on the monologues. Simply put, I'm realizing people only operate at their level of understanding. Stay with me, because this is a really big point. People will support you if your focus and your priority is on maintaining that support. TheModernBlackMan.com values every member of its community. I don't want to misspeak. TheModernBlackMan.com cherishes everyone in the community, and the information that's being provided is being provided to strengthen this community. With all of this being known and true, people will still conspire to undermine or to possibly compare their platform, which is their endeavor, to mine, which is mine. I'm not here for any of that wild stuff, and I'm a little bit different than most shows that you listen to on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because this is a documentary. This is documentation of life as a modern man in America. This story is one that has evolved, and as the man living it, I'm so blessed. I love home. I love the East Coast. I love the city. But that's my comfort zone. And I want to grow into the man I'm becoming. I don't think it's been subtle, but I've been in charge of my life for a long time, since I was a child. And I did make it a priority to educate myself and invest in me, so that as a man in the world, not only would I be able to protect more people, inspire, empower, and motivate more people, but I might be able to really understand more people, their stories and their lives, because that's what's given everything to me, is every person I've met around this world. I'm so grateful to God for bringing incredible people into my life, letting me be in proximity to powerful people, being blessed and being protected myself. I'm able to see the danger and the pain. And I just want to help anyone avoid it. I'm learning in this ride how to do that. I'm getting good at it. I know that I can keep you out of trouble by showing you what's in my life. With that being said, that exposure puts me in more danger. It's been nothing but gratitude in my beautiful new home and my beautiful new life, taking missions to continue to grow the network that I have. So now that we've painted a picture for our impact. Now that you really understand how you're going to be implicated in the work I'm doing here, I hope that we can get on the same page and we can present your platform or product, work of creativity and art, showcase your talent and skill. As I continue along in this journey, absolutely blessed, absolutely grateful, thankful. It's all about the people in our lives. If you really chase money, power, or respect, they all come with each other, and they all come from each other. Nobody's perfect, but together we can do it perfectly. Check out YouTube 2024. As promised, we are loading up the drum, and I'm getting really selective with who I bring on. There's some egos out there. We're gonna keep it in this episode and just talk about it a little bit. But I've worked with some of the Hall of Famers of entertainment, like real big hitters and actual celebrities. And I'm just humbled. I'm incredibly humbled when I work with them. As life unfolds itself, and as I've taken this last couple of years away from acting, that's the difference. That's the differentiator. It's absolutely an ego. It's an ego stroke. It's an ego plug. But maintaining, exhibiting humility is what gets you the gigs and makes you a professional. I'm sure this applies to everything. I've seen how it applies to acting. And in this point in the journey with podcasts and recruiting people in a market like Dallas, I see that there's a lot of egos. There's a lot of people that take a lot of esteem in their work and feel highly of the accomplishments that they have acquired. And I respect that, but I respect that very much. But I've learned, experienced, and seen energetically the universe will have alteration for you with that. And I want to live in my authenticity. That's kind of my thing. That's how I created this show. And I'm going to be honest here before anywhere else. You're going to have to hear it before I say it. So with that, I really, really thank myself, my spirit for being so rich, for being so sensitive, for being so resilient, for being so unique. I'm grateful that God made me like this. And I'm looking forward to connecting with other humble, creative people. I respect the trap nerds in Dallas, Texas, the Dirty Bag podcast in Houston, in Dallas, Texas. Like, I respect all these projects. I've been listening to and following a few people from Dallas before I even moved to Dallas, and actually networking and kind of being on the scene now and around them. I'm going to get into this because, like I said, I think that there's people that you may have heard of that would know me. And I know that I'm nobody, right? But it's about real life. And I'm really excited for this exposure in Dallas. It's a totally different scene. It's not like a scene with Taye Diggs or Joe Clair or Teddy Rock. Like, it's not a scene like that. This isn't the WPGC crowd, and that's okay. I'm going to have fun with this. I wanted to just provide a little bit of gratitude to the universe and celebrate this renaissance and the dawn of the 2024 season. It's going to be really special. We're going to really come back to what it is that makes this platform so unique, what makes this experience so powerful. I'm grateful for everybody that stayed with me. It's been a lot of transition. All love. Visit themodernblackman.com. Check out our YouTube channel. Please have some conversations with me on X. We are always at home on Facebook and posting on Instagram. We got Discord, we got Twitch, we got TikTok, we got Snapchat, and we also have an OnlyFans. OnlyFans is a very unique one because if you follow the platforms again, authenticity is key for me on every platform that we're on. that doesn't mean that I'm perfect or I don't face temptation. But we are unique on OnlyFans, and I hope you do check it out. So please connect to our OnlyFans page. We do a lot of promotion on X for that. But this is an amazing time. We're at an amazing era for the Modern Black Man podcast as we've branched into YouTube and we grow our empire. Geographically, we are all over the world. I don't think that my show is one that we should say is just based in Cuba or New York or even Dallas necessarily. But this season in 24, we are going to focus on Dallas content creators, podcasters, vloggers, entertainers, and we're going to dedicate that season to our hometown, our new hometown. With all of that so many amazing memories, this experience is one that we're about to kick up. It's about to get hot again, so enjoy with me. These are the good times. These are the good times, the times where everything that she wants are provided. I don't know how many ladies out here have lived that fantasy life where they wake up and find that they live inside of a dollhouse, that everything that they wanted as a little girl is a possession, secure. Every toy in every box that needs to be checked can be checked. If you're one of those little girls that grew up wanting to have the Mercedes, and the two stories with the garage and hardwood floors and vaulted ceilings. And I don't know. Walk-in closets or whatever it is. A couple of bathrooms, a couple of patios, a couple thousand square feet just to begin to feel secure. You know, all those possessions, all those things to feel secure. All of those objects that she wants to possess because she'll lack confidence if she's not an object that's possessed. Sometimes you have to be humble enough to realize that you're humble. Enough. Enough's enough. Change the scenario. Change the scenery. Change the situation. Change it.